proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. In our series about the biblical virtues, we turn our attention to that particular character trait known as diligence. The word diligence refers to those efforts made by an individual to complete a task successfully. For instance, when Solomon advised his son, quote, "Keep thy heart with all diligence," unquote, a statement contained in the fourth chapter of Proverbs. The word that monarch used for diligence suggested the degree of attentiveness that is shown by a guard carefully watching over a prisoner. In 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter advised his readers to, quote, "give diligence to make your calling and election sure," unquote. The term he applied for the word diligence implied one who takes extra care to ensure that a particular task was done correctly. The Old Testament contains several exhortations for people to behave diligently. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, God informed the Israelites that, quote, "Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee," unquote. The writer of Proverbs 27 advised his readers to, quote, "Be diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds," unquote. King Artaxerxes of Persia, in his decree authorizing the Jewish exiles to return and rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, wrote this, quote, "Whatever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the God of heaven," unquote. New Testament authors also enjoin diligence. Paul advised believers in the third chapter of Colossians that, quote, "Whatsoever ye do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ," unquote. The Bible taught that diligent service leads to beneficial results. A diligent individual has a better chance of obtaining his or her objectives than a slothful individual would have. Diligence could result in success, whether measured in the material or spiritual realms. The author of 2 Chronicles chapter 31 observed that regarding King Hezekiah of Judah, whatever work he undertook, quote, "he did it with all his heart and prospered," unquote. Diligence could result in a person gaining a good reputation. Solomon observed this in Proverbs chapter 22, quote, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men," unquote. Such an event actually transpired in the life of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who ultimately became the first king over the northern kingdom of Israel. Diligence could lead to promotion as well. Going back to Jeroboam, the writer of 1 Kings chapter 11 noted that, quote, "Solomon, seeing the young man that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph," unquote. Diligence can also result in the acquisition of material wealth. According to Solomon in Proverbs chapter 10, quote, "the hand of the diligent maketh rich," unquote. Solomon used the example of ants, found in the sixth chapter of Proverbs, to show how that principle worked in practice. The Bible commends diligence because, after all, the Christian who does everything heartily is unto the Lord and not unto man, is rendering due service and worship to Jesus Christ by so doing. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.